time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and thank you so much for tuning into the program today. We've got a great show for you. Jennifer Versteeg is our guest. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. And she's a certified prevention specialist and a health educator now at Health and Human Services, formerly Commission on Children and Families. And I just did want to say that you may be listening to us on KWDP or KBCH, Lincoln City, also KNPT Newport. This program is downloadable, and you can stream it also on the Internet. So if you happen to be listening to us in your vehicle and maybe you're getting into your office or somewhere else, you can also stream this live at ybcradio.com. A real nice feature to be able to listen to the program on the Internet. So, Jennifer, how are things going?
Things are going well.
Well, you've kind of moved around a little, and I did want to maybe say that we're going to talk about the Wellbriety celebration. It is National Recovery Month. But I did want everyone to know, too, that you've been with Lincoln County for a while. Just how long have you been working for Lincoln County?
I've been with Lincoln County for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Started out with Health and Human Services and transitioned to the Commission on Children and Families, where I've spent the last 10 years. And just July 1st of this year, I transitioned back to Health and Human Services with the ending of the Commission on Children and Families.
Yeah, it's so nice to see you because I always appreciate listening to you talk about the issues, and you know, your deep knowledge is really nice, and I'm glad you're here today. So tell us about National Recovery Month. I mean, how long has this been happening? Is this a national movement?
This is a national movement, and I'm not sure how long it's been happening nationally, but this is our fifth year of doing this Hands Across the Bridge celebration here in Lincoln County.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's really unique about the way that we do it is for tribal communities, it's Wellbriety, and we partner really well with the Confederated Tribes of the Siletz Indians, and we do a recovery Wellbriety celebration event. So that's kind of neat.
The Hands Across the Bridge, that's something that has been very local for us, or has that also been something that other communities have done?
We started it after the event in Portland. They have a huge event in Portland where they start meet. There's a group that meets in Vancouver, Washington, and a group that meets in Portland, and they start at the same time and come across the bridge to meet in the middle. And it was started, the founder up there was, her name is Patty Katz, and she will be attending our event this year as well.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
What is the symbolism of the joining and of the hands, and how does the bridge come into that part of the equation?
Well, I think it has to do with showing support for our recovering community, mm-hmm. and letting them know that we're here for them, and just to let the community know that recovery works, and people go on to lead normal functioning lives, and trying to remove the stigma a little bit.
Yeah, it really has kind of a connections over a gap, and a very visible way to get people talking. I imagine it's pretty fun. I've never been up there with you, that a lot of people honk and wonder what mm-hmm. the heck is happening.
Right. And this year is going to be really neat because the Coast Guard's involved as well. And so they'll have a boat down in the bay signaling signaling to the group. So I'm pretty excited.
What kind of signals do you think they're going to do down there?
Well, in the past, we have had issues with knowing when the group is at the end, because we don't do both sides meeting in the middle. We meet at the grassy knoll, and mm-hmm. we go over in one straight line. And so it's kind of hard to know when you've reached the end and the last person is actually on the bridge and when to stop. So they'll be helping us out in that.
Well, if you just joined us, we're talking to Jennifer Versteeg. She is a prevention specialist and health educator with Health and Human Services. So stay tuned in. We'll be right back in just a moment. Lincoln County Connections, talking to Jennifer Versteeg. She's a certified prevention specialist and health educator. Of course, we're in Wellbriety, or we're in Recovery Month.
Right.
Okay. But there's a Wellbriety celebration, And that's later this month, the 22nd?
It is. Sunday, September 22nd, we will be gathering at Yaquinabay State Park at noon. And we ask that you get there at noon if you are interested in a T-shirt. We're getting T-shirts so that we have a unified look when we're across the bridge, and people will, it'll catch their eye, and, mm-hmm. and they'll stop and maybe read our banner and see what we're all about. And the actual event is going to start at 1 o'clock. That's when we'll start crossing the bridge. And following that event, we have a Celebration Recovery barbecue at Yaquinabay Elementary.
Okay.
And that's at 351 Southeast Harney Street.
Okay.
And we'll be there from 2 to 5.
So it's free. You can get some snacks and listen to people talk and learn about Wellbriety. And there'll probably be some speakers who've had challenges with addictions and made it to the other side. And that's probably pretty inspiring to hear how they've done that.
Yeah, we'll hear from Patty Katz. And we'll also hear from our district attorney, Ron Bovet, on Hope Court and Drug Court, just a little bit of how that got started. We also have someone who is local and in recovery, and he's going to share his story. It's not going to all be talking heads, though. We do have a couple of great bands booked, so there'll be live music.
Oh, wow.
And there will be vendors and information tables, and it's just going to be a social event to let the recovering community know that we care about them here in Lincoln County. We're also doing, and the part that I think is just amazing and really touches my heart is we do a countdown to sobriety where they're given coins and they talk about how long they've been sober, kind of go around the room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really neat to see people in recovery who've been in recovery for, you know, 30 years all the way down to 2 hours. And so it's pretty amazing to
me.
Do
you get a coin for every year that you...
I think that's how it works.
Uh-huh.
Lori Lager with Reconnections Counseling donates the coins and does the countdown for us.
And can we talk a little bit about, you know, PATA, CEDAR, Reconnections, the tribe? You know, it really takes this group working together to pull off the event.
Absolutely. We are really fortunate here in Lincoln County. In Newport, we have a Drug and Alcohol Coalition, PATA, mm-hmm. the Partnership Against Alcohol and Drug Abuse. We have a similar coalition out with the tribe in Siletz called CEDAR.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another coalition in Toledo, East County Community Partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
All of these coalitions are working together on a unified goal so that we can get one strong message out there to our community. And so it's, we have a lot of dedicated members, and it's just really neat to see the community come together around issues.
Mm-hmm. And some of these individuals responsible for providing the food and the barbecue and the music too, probably, huh?
Right. Chinook Winds is donating the food, which is a huge donation, and
yeah.
we're really fortunate. They're donating burgers and salads and baked beans and all of the barbecue fare. And they are also donating all of the T-shirts this year. We do have PATA helping out financially with condiments and things like that, but it really does take all of these agencies to pull off something this big. We're expecting over 300 people this year, and it's not a small event. We have people coming from Portland. The really neat thing about doing this on Sunday is that weekend they're doing the AA conference up at Chinook Winds Casino.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping that a lot of those participants will come down at the end of that conference to join us on the bridge on Sunday.
So expecting about 300. What's the most you've ever had at previous events?
We had 300 last year.
Okay.
And
it was pretty big.
It was pretty big. We've doubled every year for the last 3 years that I've been doing it. The first year I did it, we had about 150 people. Last year we were up to 300, and I'm hoping for at least that many this year.
Well, talk about Walter Ackerson, and how is that going to fit into what's happening this year?
Well, Walter Ackerson is a young man who was attending Angel Job Corps, and back in 1990, he was killed by friends from Angel Job Corps. It was alcohol-infused violence. They had come up to Newport from Angel Job Corps, and he was beaten on the grassy knoll, and it's just a coincidence that that's right where we meet.
Mm-hmm.
And they proceeded to throw his body off of Yaquina Bay Bridge, and that case remained unsolved for 20 years until one of the perpetrators came forward and confessed to his probation officer. And we don't know if he did that because of pressure from our detective Mark Meister, who interviewed him several times throughout mm-hmm. the years, who just had a feeling that something wasn't right with the story. And he was recently sentenced in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
He took a plea bargain. But because of all of this, we are dedicating this event and putting a memorial plaque in Yaquina Bay State Park in memory of Walter Ackerson. And the Saturday before this event, his family will be coming up for a private memorial at the site.
Mm. How nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you say alcohol-infused rage, I mean, I think it's evident in what the words are saying there, but is that in itself a condition or an emergent, you know, situation that comes with drug or alcohol use?
Absolutely. And, you know, it really does depend on the person and how they're going to react. It has to do with how the drugs and alcohol react with the chemicals in your body,
yeah.
Your personality. The young man who killed Walter went on to have a long history of committing crimes, abusive crimes, and served time. One of the other young men who was involved in this crime is serving a long prison sentence already
mm-hmm.
for violence.
Yeah, very tragic. If you're just joining us, we're talking about National Recovery Month, the Wellbriety Celebration on Sunday, September 22nd. Jennifer Verstig is with us from Health and Human Services. We'll be right back to wrap up the program, learn more about what she's doing. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Yes, we are live here on Yaquina Bay Communications. Jennifer Verstig, she is the Certified Prevention Specialist and Health Educator for Health and Human Services. You know, Jennifer, talk about the training that you've been through. I mean, we're talking some pretty extensive stuff to become that prevention specialist. What kind of things have you been through?
Wow. It was a nine months of training, and they would send me away for a week a month. It was something that I did through the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It's mandated that each county in Oregon have a certified prevention specialist. I can't remember exactly how many hours of training that it was, but I think it was over.
Did it become a blur?
Yeah, it was over 100 and something. Yeah, I stopped counting, but it covered the gamut: community planning, addictions and mental health, youth development, and the effects of drugs and alcohol on brains. It was a really fascinating course, and I'm really glad that I did it.
So when we say prevention, is it so much that we're, you know, I guess maybe preventing the use in youth? I mean, that's illegal, but for adults, it's obviously legal to drink. I mean, it's kind of an interesting, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, it's not necessarily just about alcohol. It's about community planning. You know, we're facing this marijuana legalization,
yeah.
You know, right in the head right now. And for us, we can look at this and we can be proactive in saying, okay, well, this is very likely to be passed here in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
How can we in Lincoln County plan so that this doesn't become a problem, so that we don't have pot shops on every corner? How can we look at our community and put things in place so that we don't give the perception to tourists and to the youth here that this is something that's acceptable?
Yeah. And, you know, that's got to be an interesting thing to kind of, you know, observe unfolding, because, you know, it makes me think back when maybe alcohol was prohibited, but,
right.
You know, now it's everywhere, you know,
mm-hmm.
in any store. So, you know, it makes me wonder where those tipping points between prevention and being mindful that this is something that can lead to disastrous consequences, you know, in the case of Ackerson.
Right.
You know, if these young people had not been high on alcohol,
right.
would this have ever occurred?
Right. Right. And that's kind of, you know, we use the word prevention, but it's also promotion. You know, we're promoting health, mental health, physical health. We're looking at the whole community. We want our community to be a healthy community.
Well, and I think our youth, it sounds like you're just trying to create some awareness that these are the possible implications. These are the health implications. These are the emotional implications. You mentioned working with youth leadership kids. Was that in Toledo?
It was in Toledo, and actually it started, PODA started this in November of 2012. They ran a series of three youth leadership conference days where they had kids from Lincoln County School District gather and talk about leadership and things that were going on with drugs and alcohol in their community. And one group requested a Toledo-specific training, and we did that. And those kids have asked that I work with them through this school year. And it just so happens that Toledo has now gone to the four-day week, with Fridays being reserved for makeup work and for extra classes, you know, home ec and body shop. And I have the opportunity to work with those kids on that day. And so it's pretty exciting.
One of the things I've learned, you know, over the years by kind of observing the videos each year for the youth film program is that kids seem to, left to their own devices, tell you a lot about what's really going on. Is listening a part of what you do?
Absolutely. You know, one of the most amazing things that came out during the Toledo-specific training was I was focused on drugs and alcohol, and I thought that the kids would follow my my thought process, but I just sat back and listened, and the number one problem they saw in their community in school is tobacco use, chew, and smoking. And while I know that's an issue, I had no idea that they thought that it should be prioritized. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, really, you know, because we know the evidence is there. We know the implications that this activity is having on the health of our community and, you know, individuals. And sure enough, they're a lot smarter than we are sometimes, aren't they?
Absolutely.
What else are you going to be doing just in the short time? Have a couple minutes left, Jennifer. What can we look for you to be doing out in the community as our health educator?
I'm going to be working very closely with the coalitions and youth leadership kids. I'm doing a lot with health promotion as well.
Now, promotion, it seems to be, there seems to be like three legs to public health.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Now? I mean, and promotion is one of those legs.
Right. Promotion, prevention and treatment.
Education, kind of.
Right.
All kind of synonyms in a way.
Yeah.
Well, if folks don't know, how can they make good decisions? And it sounds like you're out there bringing some awareness to the implications. So that's wonderful. Now, let's just plug away again. If folks want to come to the Wellbriety celebration, that in itself and Recovery Month are kind of two different things. And you are going to be at the Board of Commissioners next week?
I am. We will be having a proclamation on next Wednesday declaring the month of September as Recovery Month.
Okay. And then the Wellbriety celebration is?
Sunday, September 22nd. It begins at noon. We're meeting at Yaquina Bay State Park.
You know, with so many people, potentially 300 people, where do you suggest people just start parking and then they just kind of, you know, fill up the state park, literally?
Yes. Yeah. And we meet at the grassy knoll. And usually they just park throughout the park.
Any recommendation on clothing? I mean, prepare for anything.
Right, dress in layers. We didn't have rain last year, but that was the first year in 5 years that we didn't.
Okay. Well, very good. Now, how can we get a hold of you?
I can be reached at 541-265-0465.
Okay. That's Jennifer Versteeg. She is a certified prevention specialist, health educator. You are in National Recovery Month. It's being recognized across the nation in September. Wellbriety celebration coming up Sunday, September 22nd. That hands across the bridge. Please participate if you're interested. There's a barbecue to follow, and it's free. A lot of good information and a lot of good people. So thanks for listening to Lincoln County Connections. We'll see you same time, same place next week here on Yaquina Bay Communications.